This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
First up, we're looking at a bundle of papers out this week from a big genetics project known as GTEx. Here to tell us more is Sharmini Bundell.
The Human Genome Project, which started in 1990 and took over a decade to complete, aimed to map out a full human genome. Obviously, every person's DNA is different, but sequencing a complete genome was a vital step in understanding how our genes make us who we are. Some papers from another big project are being published this week. It's called GTEx, which stands for the Genotype Tissue Expression Project, and its aim is to map out gene expression. In other words, how the DNA is expressed as RNA to find out which genes are active in different tissues across the body. Studying the DNA alone is valuable, but the RNA can provide a different part of the picture, particularly when it comes to links between genetics and disease. I got reporter Ewan Calloway into the studio to tell me a bit more.
Scientists have done a fantastic job at finding tens of thousands of DNA letter variations that differ between people that increase their risk or protect them from diseases. The problem is that a lot of these variants that are linked to disease, they're not in genes that make proteins. They're in these so-called non-coding regions. And what we think is that these non-coding regions are influencing the expression of genes, sometimes in different tissues or in particular tissues. So GTEx is trying to connect these dots between the Human Genome Project and the biology of disease susceptibility, which is what we really want to understand if we're going to come up with cures or treatments for diseases.
So if you're going to sequence a bit of DNA, you can extract it and work out what the order is. When you're talking about gene expression, you kind of want a snapshot, what's being expressed at a particular moment. And that's really hard to get, isn't it?
So the idea is to get a readout of what a cell is doing, you need to look at these RNA molecules. Problem is, they break down really quickly. They're not super stable in many cases. So as soon as a cell dies, as soon as a cell stops getting oxygen, which happens really quickly after somebody passes away, these RNA molecules start breaking down. So you need to find a way to collect them as quickly as possible after death if you're going to get an accurate snapshot of what genes are active in that tissue.
And in this GTEx project, they did need samples from dead donors. They needed to be able to take tissue you wouldn't be able to take from a living person. So how did they kind of arrange that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, they looked at, up to 44 different tissues across 960 people, nearly 1,000 people. So yes, it necessitated going to deceased donors. And what the researchers who were leading this project did was they worked with organizations that procure organs for transplant, so people who sign up to be organ donors. And if somebody was an organ donor and they had passed away, in some cases they would ask their next of kin, their family, would you be interested in participating in this GTEx project? Here's what it's about.
One such family member who was approached about the project is Jim Walls.
I am Jim Walls. I'm 76 years of age, have a son, Peter, and two grandsons, Ben and Matt. And my wife was taken away by an aneurysm in 2012. I've since remarried. My wife's name now is Linda. She's delightful and has four grandchildren.
For Jim, despite the tragedy of his wife's death, the decision to participate in the GTEx program was not that difficult.
Well, my wife years ago said that she was already a part of a donor program, kidneys, heart, lungs, whatever body part that could be used to restore other people's lives. She was a willing donor. And so it was a very simple step to accept the request of becoming a tissue donor for research.
At the time, Jim tells me, he only had a vague idea of what the tissue samples might be used for. Since then, he's been involved in helping researchers consider the ethical implications of how potential donor families are first approached. This was actually one of the big concerns when the project was first getting underway.
So I think there has always been a lot of excitement about the scientific goals, but of course, in the early days, there was also a lot of uncertainty of if this is actually going to work.
This is Tuuli Lapalainen, who was a postdoc when she first got involved with GTEx in 2011.
A project of this scale had not been done before, So there was the sort of big questions of that kind of data quality, and also how easy would it be to recruit close to 1,000 donors? Will people consent to these things? Will people want to donate tissues from when their loved one has just deceased? But luckily, it became clear quite quickly that this is actually going to work.
And work it did. The papers being published this week only represent the first half of the final data set from around 450 donors. But there are already fascinating associations being uncovered between genes, gene expression and disease, which could help researchers figure out the cellular processes involved in various conditions. And the data from the GTEx project is being made available to scientists all over the world and from all sorts of fields.
There is probably thousands of researchers that are using the resource, all kinds of researchers actually. Here in the lab next door to mine, they study neurodegenerative disease and in particular ALS, and we are collaborating with them to use GTEx data from the brain and spinal cord as a reference so that we can compare samples and data from individuals with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease to the healthy donor data from GTEx.
The GTEx database will undoubtedly have a lot of value to researchers going forward. Other upcoming projects, like the Human Cell Atlas, will look at the interplay between genes and expression and disease in even more detail. But GTEx has also expanded frontiers in how scientists access this kind of sensitive data.
GTEx is a bit of a unique project in the sense that the GTEx researchers have stayed in contact with many of the donor families and sort of discussed with them how they felt about the process and why did they decide to donate. So it's been really rewarding for a researcher to be able to see this side of the process, because this, of course, none of GTEx would ever exist unless these people gave this hugely valuable, generous donation.
And while a tissue donation might not have as obvious an immediate impact as organ donation, the value of the data is clear, not just to the scientists, but to the families who have allowed this research to take place.
So I'm waiting for that discovery where these tissue samples say, QED, this causes Parkinson's disease and these genes cause it and this is how we remedy it. Boy, oh boy, that will be a glorious day.
That was Jim Walls finishing up that package, where you also heard from Tuuli Lapalainen and Ewan Calloway in a report from Sharmini Bundell. You can find out a lot more about GTEx in this week's Nature, with a news story, an editorial, a news and views article, as well as all the papers.